Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about trains and an account on social media, flags, and a really long message that I'm going to read all of because I think some people maybe should hear it. And I think it's really illuminating. And one of the questions is interesting. Before I read the message, I have to give you some context. There is an account on Twitter called Ask Aubrey. This account shares a lot of examples of men's behavior that is, let's just say, less than ideal at this point. And last night, I saw something that came from that account that was a date. It was a video that looked like it had been pulled from TikTok. It was a date that was an absolute train wreck if the train was pulling a cargo of red flags. It was just really bad. A concise summary of it, he basically like kind of forces his way into ordering for her, getting something that she didn't want. She wanted a glass of red wine. He's like, no, that's too many calories for you. It's just all bad. And then when the check comes, she wants to pay for her portion. And he's like, no, you will not embarrass me. Like, it's bad. So I retweeted it. It led to this message. I have a question, but feel like I should explain first. From the time I was 16 to the time I was 22, I followed PUAs and men's influencers. If you're not familiar with that terminology, these are the men who tell men how to pick up women and how to be an alpha and all of that stuff. Influencers, and I did, as you would say, what my betters told me. I was a trademark nice guy. If you don't know what that means, it means not a nice guy. About a year and a half ago, I started following Ask Aubrey. I started following her to troll. Like I said, I was not a nice guy. I would go to the profiles of the people who replied and find things to mess with them about. Over time, I noticed that these were actually the women I wanted so badly, and they gathered daily to talk about what a bad guy people like me were. It was a real wake-up moment for me. Without her account, I'd probably be cheering for a well-known figure within the men's influencer community who is currently facing some legal troubles. I had seen you before, but didn't really start following you closely until I saw you retweet her. The video you retweeted tonight could have been me a year and a half ago. Now, I'm working to unlearn a lot of things, but sometimes I really don't understand. I understand why everything the guy did in the video was wrong, and cringe because I've done most of it myself. I see today how it would make women uncomfortable. You said the guy in the video doesn't understand why his dates constantly run into someone they haven't seen in years, and lots of people liked it. I had women leave dates when they'd run into old friends before. I never really thought about it before. Today, I know I was wrong, and I know I made women uncomfortable, but did I really scare them to the point that they texted?
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
A friend to come rescue them. I feel like every time I get a grip on how much of a not nice person I was, I discover I was way worse than I thought. I don't even know how to recover. I'm trying, and I've all but stopped dating because I'm now honestly afraid I'm going to do something wrong, which is funny because I used to say men were afraid of dating because they were afraid of doing something wrong when I was constantly doing stuff I should have known was wrong. Was I totally broken by this? Can I ever truly recover from this? Any advice for me? Signed, Recovering Bad Guy TM. P.S. I'd never message her because I'm embarrassed and would hate to see myself as a screenshot. But if you know her personally, please tell Aubrey she changed my life. She started me down a road to something I hope is better. That is a cool message, and I wanted to read the whole thing because if I was the person behind Ask Aubrey, I would want to hear that. Okay, so let's start with the questions. Did I really scare them to the point that they texted a friend to come rescue them? Probably not. I mean, that may be what happened, but that's probably not. That's not the dynamic that normally occurs. It normally occurs one of two other ways, and it's actually worse than them texting somebody. One way a long-lost friend appears in a situation like this is a total stranger overhears a part of the conversation and decides to intervene because they see the red flag. I have done this 4 or 5 times in my life. Out of the times I've done it, only once was it somebody that I knew, and that was just, I just happened to be walking by. Somebody walks up and they're like, "Hey, how are you doing? Haven't seen you in forever. Are you doing okay?" Out of the times I have done this, I have never had the person sitting there be like, "Who are you?" What you said to trigger this in this scenario, if this is how it happened, was so far-fetched and out of line that a random stranger decided to intervene. It was that bad. The other way that I'm aware of it happening is you end up making the person you are with so uncomfortable that they signal their distress to somebody. If you look in that thread, you will see a comment about being squeezed on the arm from somebody, and like the woman was like, "Josh, how are you? Haven't seen you in forever." And he's not Josh. That is worse when you really think about it. The woman is literally at the point where she would trust an absolute stranger to have better intentions for her than you. I mean, yeah. And it's probably going to take some time to process all of that, no doubt. I can tell you in that video, when he's like, "You will not embarrass me," that's the moment when if somebody nearby had heard, they would hopefully intervene. That way out of line. Now, was I totally broken by this? Can I ever truly recover from this? Any advice for me? Were you broken by this? Yeah, of course you were. You absolutely were. From 16 to 22, you spent 6 years, formative years, the years you were supposed to spend figuring out who you were, pretending to be somebody else, learning how to be somebody else. Not just you have to unlearn all of what they taught you. You have to figure out who you are. Because that's what was supposed to be occurring in that time. I mean, it's tough. It's not the end of the world, though. You can do it. I mean, you're in the phase now where you are inventorying all of the horrible things that you've done. That's where you're at. It's a part of changing. And it's not a fun part, but it's a necessary part. And this process can take years. You are apparently just now discovering that it's not just about making them uncomfortable. It's that you might have instilled fear because their dating world is different. If a guy has a bad date, well, he has a bad date. If a woman has one, she may never go home. And red flags, they transfer from uncomfortable to terrifying very, very quickly. And you're going to have to deal with all that. You're going to have to work through it all. Now, you say you've all but given up dating. Yeah, that's a great idea. And not because you're broken and irredeemable, but because you don't know who you are yet. You have no idea who you are, and you have to figure that out first. Otherwise, dating is pretty pointless. You can't find somebody who is going to compliment you if you don't know who you are. If you don't know who you are, you don't know what you want beyond the physical, and that's not where you need to be starting. There's probably going to be a lot of other stuff that you find out that you did that was messed up, that was wrong. Until you have processed all of that and figured out who you are, yeah, there's no point in dating. Aside from that, if everything you're saying is genuine, and I'm taking this at face value, you are really putting in the work and trying to do this, you're probably going to come off as really weird because now you actually are worried about doing something wrong and might be on the other side of it. You may be so conscientious of it that you come off as strange. I do not understand why you wouldn't send this to her. I mean, I get it. You said, you know, you don't want to end up a screenshot. But if this is genuine, I mean, it's a good message. This is something that as a person who puts out content that is aimed at shifting thought, this is the kind of message we love getting. Like, this makes our day. I mean, it's also one of the reasons I broke the rule about, you know, putting an account name out there, because I hope they do see it. You've got a long way to go. You're not irredeemable. It's not something you can't fix. But yeah, you have to unlearn everything. And the easiest way to do it, just assume that everything they said was wrong. Everything. Because it kind of is. If you're wanting to seriously date, you want the other person relaxed, not on guard. You don't want to try to exert control, because even if the person is somebody who is strong enough to push back your moves, right, and keep you in check, they're on guard. You're not going to actually get to know somebody if they're on guard. If they're trying to block your moves because you're doing something that's formulaic, you're never going to get to know them, which means your entire dating life will be a failure. Don't do any of that. Relax. Figure out how you are, who you are, and then you can reapproach all of this. If you're really putting in the work, see, year or two, you'll be all right. Don't give up, and certainly, no matter what, don't go back to that community. They're not right. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.